Okay, shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Y'all, there are a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and the That Sounds Fun Network, and Claritin D really works for this crew. I also realized a few years ago that I developed an allergy to dogs, so I'm thankful to have Claritin D on hand when I'm around my friends' dogs. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a running nose, itchy, watery eyes, and an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription, y'all. Just go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I am so happy to be here with you today, every day this week. What I would give to do 5 shows every week. I love it so much. We're coming up on the end of our Build Your Board series soon. And gosh, I'm sad it's over. We have loved your feedback. I'm so glad these episodes have been helpful for you. And I think you're going to love today's episode as well. Before we dive in, I want to tell you about one of our incredible partners, Athletic Greens. Listen, if you're looking for a simpler way to incorporate all the nutrients you need into your day without taking a bunch of different supplements, give AG1 by Athletic Greens a try. AG1 was designed with ease in mind so you can live healthier and better without having to do a lot of steps. It's the healthiest thing you can do in under a minute. All you do is mix one scoop of powder in cold water once a day, or if you're like me, maybe give it a shake with a couple of cubes of frozen lemon juice for a little extra something special. Every scoop is filled with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced quality ingredients that provide a ton of benefits. AG1 supports your gut and mood, it boosts energy, helps your immune system, and supports healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. Plus, their single serving travel packs can just be thrown in your bag, so they make it so easy to bring along with you. And AG1 is delivered like clockwork every month, so you don't have to set a reminder to order it or worry about running out. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, AG1 is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/soundsfun. That's athleticgreens.com/soundsfun. Today on the show, we continue our Build Your Board series with a whole week of coaching. As you know, we have already done business coaching, health coaching, financial coaching, and today we're talking with my friend Christy Wright about whether we need a life coach. Christy lives here in Nashville, is a best-selling author, speaker, certified business coach and life coach, and personal development expert. Today, we're talking all about life coaching, and before you figure out if a life coach is the right fit for you and your board, we're going to start with figuring out what a life coach even does and how they might be able to benefit you. If you're following along with us in your Build Your Board guidebook, you're going to be taking notes for this one on page 14. If you need that guidebook, you can get it at anniefdowns.com/buildyourboard. There's a button right there to listen to the series, and right below it is a button for the guidebook. So here's my Build Your Board conversation with Christy Wright. All right, Christy Wright, welcome back to That Sounds Fun.
I was thinking on the way here, I think this is my third time. Like, I feel so. Like I'm becoming a regular now.
You're
love
getting
it.
Really close.
I love it.
When you get to 5, it's the Hall of Fun.
Let's go.
You are two visits away from being in the Hall of Fun.
We'll go ahead and schedule this.
I know.
Just make sure I make it.
You gotta get it. You gotta get on that Hall of Fun. Okay, so we are really focused in our conversation today.
Yeah.
We want to know, what is a life coach? People talk about hiring life coaches all the time. And when I was thinking of my friends, I remember clearly the day you said to me, I just finished my life coach certification. Mm-hmm. So what even is a life coach?
Okay, this was a million years ago that I decided to become certified. And they gave us an analogy in one of my very early classes. I took classes for a couple years that I thought was a really good comparison. So let me say this. A counselor mm-hmm. focuses on your past.
Okay.
So they're looking backwards going, let's wow. understand how you got to where you are, your behaviors, your traits, your wounds, all those things. They're really reflecting on looking backwards. A consultant comes in and tells you what to do. Mm-hmm. So if you hire a consultant in your business, they would come in, they would analyze things and tell you what to do. A coach is neither of those. A coach is really pulling pieces from your past. They may make recommendations, but what they're going to do is they're going to look at your whole life and really just help you identify what are your goals and then help you craft a plan to get there. So as simple as this answer is, think of it like a sports coach. So you would have a coach in running if you wanted to become a professional runner, you know, train for the Olympics, that type of thing, train for Boston. You would hire a professional coach to get you there. Mm. So we just do that in life. You help people in all areas of their life. There's not typically a focus. You can have a focus. For example, my focus is business. But if it's a general life coach, they're going to look at your life, help you identify your goals, and help you craft a plan to get to where you want to be.
How do you know when it's the right time for a life coach? Is it when you have nothing going on? Is it when you have too much going on? Is it when you wake up and go, I wish there was someone helping me? How do you know?
So I think it's always good to have someone speaking into your life. I think it's always good to have a coach, a mentor, people pushing you. I think really it determines what you're bringing to them when you come. So for example, when you go to a life coach, and this would be true for counseling, by the way, as well, and you don't have anything major going on, it's more of a step of being proactive.
Yeah.
Right? Like I'm going to proactively set a vision. I'm going to proactively look ahead. I'm going to proactively plan. If you've got a fire going on in your life, then you're coming to them from a very different place and you're saying, hey, I've got an issue. I've got to solve. I've got a problem. I've got to figure out. And so it's really how you're showing up. Mm. But there's never a bad time to have a coach. There's never a bad time to have someone in your corner pushing you, helping you identify blind spots, helping you become more self-aware, helping you see, oh, you have too much on your plate, or maybe this is a different timeline that you want for this vision or this project. So it's just someone speaking into your life, especially for entrepreneurs, because I work with so many entrepreneurs. You know, Annie, it's a lonely road. Mm-hmm. And so having someone come alongside you, because if we know anything, you don't just have a business life and a family life. Right. It's one life and they all bleed into the other.
Right.
And so having someone speak into you, into these different aspects of your life and help you is always a good thing.
I've heard you teach a beautiful thing on being 100% where you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Will you talk about that for a second, about being 100% at home and 100% at work?
Yeah. So what set me on this path? And I think we can give a little bit of backstory and context to this.
Yeah.
So you know I love to talk about things that people ask about. So if there's a problem I see again and again, this is the entrepreneur in me. I'm like, I want to go solve that for people. So life balance is a hot topic among moms. We love to hate it.
Yeah.
And anybody for that matter. Not just mom. Men, women, doesn't matter stage of life. We love talking about balance, life balance. We love to hate the word, but then we still can't stop asking about it. And there's a lot of different, I guess, beliefs around it. One is that we do everything for an equal amount of time. That's not realistic. And then we beat ourselves up when we can't. But another one is this expectation that we're going to work 50% of the time, be at home 50% of the time. And that's what balance looks like. And it's just not realistic. It's not even desirable. Mm. And so I set out to, this was in 2020, I guess 2021 is when Take Back Your Time came out. But I set out to redefine it. And so the thesis of that book is life balance isn't doing everything for an equal amount of time. It's about doing the right things at the right time. Mm-hmm. And it's not about a 50-50 split. It's about being 100% present. And what's cool, Annie, is when you do that, as simple as that sounds, but when you actually do it in your real life, when you say, okay, this is what's right now, I'm going to focus on this, be present for it, and shake the guilt for all the things that are not right now, you actually do feel balanced.
Yes.
And it's not scales that's this perfect split, but you feel a peace that I would describe as I'm a balanced person in an out-of-balance world. It's just a different take on it. It's just a different take on
it. I love it. A friend of mine has a farm, and I was out there a couple of weeks ago, and I actually beat him there. Like we were meeting there and I beat him there. And he has this beautiful land. And I went and sat in one of the like Adirondack chairs in his backyard and didn't have my phone, didn't have my watch, didn't have anything. And I just sat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this may only be 11 minutes,
but
this feels balanced.
Yeah.
Because I'm all the way here.
Well, and you know what's so interesting is I think we don't, I've talked about this a little bit, but I don't think we realize how much we live our life disconnected from our body. And I'm not trying to get all weird and woo-woo on you, right?
Get,
but it's like
there.
It's like you're physically somewhere, but your mind is somewhere else all the time. And phones, technology, social media trains us for that even more. We're multitasking. But what happens is we're not experiencing the moment that we're in, and we actually feel disconnected from our body. So if you did a simple exercise exactly like you described of saying, I'm going to spend 10 minutes in silence, 10 minutes not without a phone, no technology, no screens, and I'm just going to pay attention to what do I see? What is my breath?
Wow.
What do I feel? Like, what is the texture of the seat beneath my hands right now?
What
is, what, you notice things. You notice sunsets. You notice how you feel, you can actually take inventory of your body and your breath and calm your anxiety. It's just, man, we walk around all day disconnected from our body.
Yes.
And that takes a toll on us. It's exhausting.
Yes. It's one of the reasons I'm loving this week on the show is like, we got to talk to Amanda Tress, a health coach, and be like, why? Mm-hmm. Why does this matter? And mm-hmm. is it always or is it seasonal? Mm-hmm. And so you're right. Just maybe one of the gifts of building a board around you is they help you bring together spirit, soul, body as much as possible.
Yes.
And help you connect. With a life coach, can life coaches speak into spirit, mind, body, soul
I think the biggest thing to keep in mind when you're, because it's a somewhat new industry, and it was a new industry when I became certified, 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been there, but it's like people still don't know what it is. They don't see the value in it. So here's one of the things I would say. Be discerning in who you hire, because you could get a quote unquote life coach certification in a weekend. There are other organizations where it's going to be hours and hours, hundreds of hours of practice. One of the kind of litmus tests I checked before I chose a school was it certified by the International Coaching Federation, the ICF?
Oh, that's great.
This is the governing body, okay, international governing body across the globe of coaching certification. So they have to meet certain criteria in order to be credentialed.
Yeah.
So I would find a school that is certified by the ICF, and then you're going to know there's going to be certain standards, certain requirements. It's going to be someone that has done their homework. They didn't just go to a weekend retreat and they call themselves a life coach.
Right.
So I do think you need to be discerning there and someone that agrees with you on major issues. So spiritually.
Like faith. If you're a Christian, pick a Christian life coach.
Yeah, because that's your filter. You put your whole world through. Right. So it needs to be theirs.
Yes.
But here's what's interesting about coaching that I absolutely love. Okay. So again, distinguishing between a coach and a consultant. A consultant comes in, they assess what's going on, they tell you what to do. Here's what you should do based on my expertise. A coach has a completely different strategy. So the number one tool of coaches, specifically life coaches though, is asking questions.
Wow.
It's not giving advice. Yeah. So if you and I were going to have a coaching session, Annie, I would start by asking you what you want to get out of this session. I would spend 5 minutes probably asking you what you want to get out of it. And you might talk in circles and I'll say, okay, so we will know we've been successful when what happens. Mm. So what do you want to take away? I'm going to actually ask you what you want to get out of it multiple different ways. Because if I don't set the goal at the beginning of that session and set your mind towards what you want to get out of it, we'll talk for 30 minutes and you're like, man, we had a great time. You walk out of there and you don't know what we did.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't either.
8 sessions later, you're like, this isn't helping
me. We're not making any progress.
Yeah.
So you begin by asking what that person wants to get out of it, which again puts ownership on them to identify what do they want.
Yeah.
Is it a goal? Is it a solution? Is it, I need a plan for my new hire. I need a marketing strategy for my new product launch, et cetera. So then after that, you begin to ask questions. Mm. So what's holding you back from that? So what's the biggest barrier face? Well, why is that a barrier? Mm. What else have you tried? You're spending the entire session asking questions. Now, it takes some mental gymnastics and some strategy to know how to ask the right questions that guide the person.
Sure.
But what's so fascinating is psychology research shows that when we come up with an idea, we like it more.
Yeah.
So when I come up with my solution based on the questions you've asked me, if you were coaching me, I'm going to like it more, which means I'm more likely to act on it. Mm. So I'm going to go out of the room and be like, oh my gosh, I had the best idea. You know what I should do? I should hire this person.
Yeah.
Right? And so you just own the decisions and you act on them more. And so coaching is really beautiful because it's not telling someone what to do. It's helping them identify what they want and what they need to do themselves. Now, there's still value because the questions are strategic.
Yes.
In fact, one of the top tools of a life coach or any coach is silence. And so I'll give you an example. You'll appreciate this as a writer. Okay. So a million years ago when I was in life coaching school and get my certification as a business coach, all that, we would practice coaching each other in role play on the calls. So there are people from all over the country and we're on the calls. So on this one particular call, I was supposed to bring an issue and then this other guy was going to coach me. Okay. And we'd learned all the techniques and tools of things to do. And so I made a statement and I can't remember what the context was that led up to it with my problem, but I said, well, I'm not a writer. I'm a speaker. I'm not a writer. He didn't say a word.
Oh, wow.
It was just silence. And I sat there. And then after I just heard the echo of my words, my next statement was this. Well, that sounds ridiculous when I say it out loud.
But he had to let you sit in it.
His silence let me hear it. If he had said, yeah, you are, I would not have owned. Annie, the silence that day changed my ideas about myself as a writer. I decided that day I was a writer. I was like, well, that's ridiculous when I say it out loud. And I became a writer. Wow. I began to write blogs and write books. And that changed the course of my life because I owned the fact that I could be a writer and was a writer. Yeah. But it was through silence. Actually, not a word he said. Isn't that amazing?
That is shocking.
Yeah. But there's strategy to the art and technique of asking questions that bring awareness, that lead to ownership and action, or even silence that lets someone sit with their words and go, oh, well, that's not true.
Yeah.
Right?
I know someone is thinking, probably 50,000 someones are thinking, can I hire Christy? Are you hireable as a life coach right now?
I don't do life coaching. I do business coaching, but I don't do life coaching.
Okay, good. I just wanted to get that out of the way because I don't want your inbox to fill up if this
It's going to fill up. I'd be like, well, maybe I should. I should get back into this.
To be honest, I can get you at least 100 clients today.
Yeah.
Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation to share about one of our amazing partners, Ritual. Okay, I find this kind of crazy, but did you know that women were excluded from clinical research policy by federal law until 1993? Like, what? Women belong in scientific research. We're essential, right? Ritual gets it. They conducted a university-led clinical trial for their Essential for Women 18-plus multivitamin to see how effective it was. The results showed it increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. I'm a huge fan of Ritual's multivitamin. It's made with high quality and traceable key nutrients. It has 9 key nutrients with just 2 capsules per day, and their capsules even have a delayed release design to help make it gentle on an empty stomach. Essential for Women 18 Plus is also soy-free, gluten-free, vegan-friendly, and formulated without GMOs. Yes, please. It's got this minty essence, too, in every bottle to help keep things fresh and helps make taking your multis every day actually enjoyable. Ritual is all about hot data and stone-cold facts, so get to know your nutrients on a deeper level with 30% off during your first month. Visit ritual.com/thatsoundsfun to start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. Have you ever wondered why laundry detergent comes in massive plastic jugs? Y'all, they're so annoying. Plus, 91% of them end up in landfills and oceans, harming our planet and the marine life. I was terrified to learn the dirty truth about recycling. Fortunately, I found a solution, and you're going to love it too, EarthBreeze. Imagine for a moment something that looks like a dryer sheet, but it is not. It's a liquidless laundry detergent sheet that dissolves 100% in any wash cycle, hot or cold. No measuring, no mess, and no heavy lifting. The packaging is lightweight and biodegradable. I save so much space. I can fit 720 loads of sheets where I used to just fit 160-load detergent jug, you guys. You can sign up for their subscription and have it delivered right to your door, and you have full control to adjust, pause, or cancel at any time. I'm happy to never walk down a plastic-filled laundry aisle again, you guys. Most importantly, though, I still get a powerful clean on all my things. EarthBreeze is tough on stains and fights odors, and my clothes come out clean every time. But this is also what I love. With every purchase, EarthBreeze donates 10 loads of detergent to a charity of your choice. Over 50 million loads have been donated. Trust me, there is no reason not to switch. Right now, my friends can subscribe to EarthBreeze and save 40%. Go to earthbreeze.com/thatsoundsfun to get started. That's earthbreeze.com/thatsoundsfun for 40% off. earthbreeze.com/thatsoundsfun. Okay, y'all, a question I get a lot, especially around our Let's Read the Gospels podcast and at live events during Q&As, is about my personal Bible. I've had it since I was a freshman in high school, a Christmas gift from my parents. It is honestly my favorite possession that I own. It's an NIV Quest Study Bible. I love the question and answers it features along the edges. It gives me so much space to be curious. And in fact, it's the only question and answer Bible. They highlight the top 100 questions that have been asked by readers. Isn't that cool? It legit always meets me in my curiosity, creates more curiosity in me, and it gives me some space around the edges to write other questions and other thoughts I might have, to mark some dates and important moments that are helpful for me. There are over 7,000 notes, 350 articles included in the Quest Study Bible as well. It also has reading plans, charts, timelines, maps, book introductions, a dictionary, and a concordance. I am telling y'all, It is a fun Bible. It is available in both regular size and personal size, and there are editions for teens and kids too. If you're looking for a Bible or looking to gift a Bible this summer, this is the one. You can go to amazon.com/Quest Study Bible, check out all the options, and then use the promo code 10SOUNDSFUN for 10% off all Quest Study Bibles on Amazon. That's amazon.com/Quest Study Bible and use the code 10SOUNDSFUN to get 10% off all the Quest Study Bibles on Amazon. Okay, now back to finish up our Build Your Board conversation with Christy. That sounds fun. Okay, so speaking of that, I'm thinking about the finances of it. That's one of the things we've talked about this whole series is like, besides the discipleship, besides a mentor, everything else costs actual money.
Right.
So when you're thinking about life coaching, what is some starter ways to do this? Are there podcasts? Like, is there some starter ways that we can go, here's where I can start getting this language in my head? Or do I need to jump in and write a check?
Yeah, no, I think if you're self-motivated, if you're one of those personal development junkies, you listen to podcasts, you watch YouTube channels on personal development, you love personal growth, then you're probably going to be able to get the input on your own. You don't have to have higher purpose. But here's what you'll miss. You will miss the accountability. So, but if you're self-motivated, then you may not need that. You may just be so driven, you're going to do it yourself.
I love Jenna Kutcher's podcast. She's never at following up with me to see if I've done what she told me to do. I hear you. I hear you.
So if you're self-motivated, you probably can get that. I think life coaching is really good for a person that has a disposable income and they want someone to push them personally. They want that customized coaching. They want the specific instructions. Like, I have a mastermind that I lead right now, Annie, and it's a business mastermind. And these people pay a lot of money to be in a small group with me, but everything is customized.
Yeah.
Now, you can listen to my podcast and you can get general advice, but it's not specific. But it is for someone that has the finances because you don't want it to be one more burden. Mm-hmm. You need to have the funds where you go, yeah, I can put some money into this. I can spend a few $100 a month for a few sessions with someone that's going to push me. It's going to get real results. I see the value in investing in myself in that way. And if you don't, then here's what I'll say. If you don't see the value in it or you don't have the finances, there's nothing that coach can do to convince you otherwise. They can't be good enough to convince you if you just don't have the money. They're going to be a burden to you.
Yes.
So don't set you and them up for failure.
Yeah.
It should be someone that they have the budget to be able to do it. And then sure, you see the value in that. Oh my gosh, like it's priceless at that point because you're going, wow, one decision I made because this person made me this money or saved me this money or saved me this time, which is money. You see the value in it, but you need to be in that place to be ready to do that.
Yeah, that is, Christy. That is so good. So do we, as all of us, before coaching, after coaching, in coaching, but I'm thinking about our friends who are like, do I need a coach? Do we need to have goals all the time?
You know, that's a great question. I think that I'm naturally a goal-oriented person, so I love them. Yeah. I love anticipation. I think everybody does, that we love anticipating things. We love looking forward to things. But I think how we think of goals maybe should change a little bit. So let me give you an example.
Yeah.
One of the things I love helping people with is I love helping people with time management, life balance, all that, but in relation to their season. So we have a tendency to think of goals as a January New Year thing.
Yeah.
We set them. We beat ourselves up in March when we didn't achieve them. They're out the window by November. I love helping people.
By November, that's generous of you. Right. They're out the window by April.
They're a distant memory. You don't remember what your goals were by then.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. And so what I love helping people do is look at the season they're in, season being the season of the year, the quarter of your business, the semester of your kid's school, whatever that looks like in the rhythm of your life. Mm-hmm. It's probably a few months.
Yep.
And then you decide, what does success look like in this season? What are my priorities in this season? What are my goals for this season? So we tend to think of goals as like, I'm going to lose the weight. I'm going to pay off the debt. I'm going to build the business. I'm going to do all these big things. A goal could be to have fun. That could be a goal.
You know, I love that.
Right? Like, I mean, I have set goals in spring of 1 year to launch a book and increase revenue in my business. And then I could have set goal in the summer to say, spend time with my kids, have fun, be outside, and exercise.
Yeah.
And it's just all it really does. And people would argue, oh, well, that's not a goal because it's not specific, measurable. That's true. But I think different seasons call for different levels of specificity and even intensity.
Right.
And in the summer, when I've worked my tail off all spring, I want my goal to be a little loose where it's just setting my intention and focus to say, hey, I was outside, I played with my kids, today was a successful day.
Yeah.
And so I think we can always have goals, but it's more how we define them and what that what how it reflects our values in that season.
Yeah, I think you and I are built very similar. That's why our friendship is as fun as it is, where we get on Marco Polo. I'm like, okay, here's what the Lord said. I'm going. And we're like, run fast in our lives. So because of that, and a lot of our friends listening are built like us, because of that, I can have 8 goals and I miss 7 of them and I feel super guilty. There are other friends of ours listening who are, hey, I'm good at having 1 goal. I probably have the bandwidth for 3.
Yeah.
How do we know what actually fits for us?
Yeah. You know what's so interesting is, I think, and to pull in a faith-based component to this, I think that often what I've seen in my life is the Lord will stretch you outside of your comfort zone. So if your comfort zone is, I'm only going to set 1 goal because I don't like to be uncomfortable, he's going to push you to put more things on your plate than you think you can handle, more opportunities that you know are good and you're not sure how it's going to play out, because he wants you to stretch outside your comfort zone. Stretching me, Annie, looks like rest. It's hard to set still. It's hard to slow down. Sometimes he says, actually, I want you to do less. I want you to pull back. And so I think a lot of it, even growth, you know, as we're saying, what is life balance? What are goals? I think even growth can look different, because it's probably going to look different for different people depending on how you're wired. You tell me to run hard. That's actually not hard for me, Annie. I thrive. Let me run. Let me go. Let me set 15 goals and I'll fail at 14. I don't care. I'm going to get back up and do it again.
Right.
But telling me to slow down and rest and do nothing, that's really hard. And so I think there is a self-awareness of...
know thyself a little bit.
Yeah, like what is right for me and what does growth look like for me? And it may be hiring a coach or counselor that helps you do that thing. And maybe that thing is hustle and maybe that thing is rest. Maybe it's accountability. Did you slow down this week? And there's value in that.
Yeah. I remember a few summers ago when you and Matt and the kids were spending a lot of time at the lake. And I remember us talking about what it was requiring of you emotionally to check out that much. But because you were doing fun stuff, it wasn't sitting on the couch. Like, I feel like God has invited me to sit on my couch for the summer. Probably not for any of us, And so I even think one of the benefits of coaching, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the benefits I've seen in the coaching I've been exposed to and had in my life is they also go, well, resting for you looks like fill in the blank. And it doesn't look like everybody else. There's... That feels like an advantage of coaching, is that people speak directly into you.
Yeah, they do. They need to know you and they need to understand you. They need to understand your goals. But here's what's really, that I think is so valuable in coaching. And I mentioned this a minute ago with blind spots, but we all have a lot of assumptions and we live
based about ourselves,
about everything.
Okay.
About everything. I can't do this. I can't do this. This will work. This will never work. Like, we just, we act based on our assumptions. And sometimes those assumptions are conscious and some are below the surface of our unconscious where we're not even aware of them.
Yeah.
A coach will challenge those assumptions. And this is any kind of coach, life coach, business coach, they should. You come, you know, to me with a business question. You say, well, we're not going to be doing this because this would never work in the season. And I will challenge that and say, why? Well, we can't do this because we can't do 6 things. Why? Like, there's a challenge to the assumption that opens your mind to more possibilities, more paths, more ways of doing something that is so valuable that you cannot see on your own. You just can't. None of us can. We have to have someone else widen our vantage point, challenge those assumptions. And then what's interesting is we walk out of the room, we walk out of the call, and we act differently on new possibilities that were not a possibility 30 minutes ago. Because we didn't see them, we didn't know them, and we would have continued living in that assumption had we not had that person speak into our life.
And for me, a lot of times, I don't, this will not surprise you, I do not walk into a meeting and say, I don't know why, I can't make this work. I walk in and go, I know exactly how it works. And then the coach goes, are you sure? There are other options. Or, my, you know, it's a team thing here where I go, I want to do it this way. And they go, okay, but there are 3 other ways. So coaching goes that way too, of like, rein in your pride. That you don't have all the right answers. And listen to some other options from your coach. And then you still walk out being able to operate in the new information you have.
So let's go back to that example of the silence example when I was a student and we were role-playing in class. Okay, the guy used silence to challenge what I said, and it was very effective. I was like, well, that sounds ridiculous. Okay, he could have said, when I said, well, I'm not a writer, I'm a speaker, I'm not a writer, he could have said, why not? And then I would have had to defend this absurd assumption, which I cannot defend because I write all day, every day. It's ludicrous. So the just the value in challenging your one vantage point, your one assumption can really open up so many possibilities for what you do next that, again, you wouldn't know otherwise.
How long is a life coaching season? Do you sign up with someone for a year? Is it 6
depends
months?
On the person. It's funny. I'm so in the business lane, so it's like I'm trying to put my head back in the life coaching year. No, it's so good. But one of the things, I have a lot of life coaches that are clients of mine for business coaching, right? Like I coach them in their business too.
And they're doing life coaching. Yeah.
Sure.
That's cool.
So they ask me a similar question and it really comes down to the business owner, meaning, okay, so let me give you an example. Some people might want to build their coaching program and say the minimum contract with me or agreement is a year because I want people committed. I want to weed out the people that are flaky. I want you to commit to a year so we can see real change. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's one. And it's their business. They can do whatever they want to.
Yep.
When I left Ramsey almost 2 years ago, I was the exact opposite. I was like, I only have 3-month agreements. Like I had one-on-one clients. I had probably 10 at the time.
Yeah.
And I only would allow them to sign with me 3 months because I was such a commitment phobe. Yeah. I left Ramsey after 12 years and I'm like, don't box me in. I don't know what I'm going to be doing in 6 months. I don't know if I want to be working with you then. Like 3 months is all you get. We'll do 3 months again if we're still feeling good in 3 months. But I don't. So it really is determined more by the business owner of how they build their coaching program. And if you like the person, then you'll probably just do whatever their structure allows. Right. They may work with you. But if you have a certain length of time you want, then you could always ask for that. Yeah. People have a baseline, but then of course they always customize it. And that's the beautiful part of coaching.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, can we talk about Thrive Market, y'all? I love doing my grocery shopping with Thrive Market and picking out all my favorite things on their website. And then it just shows up at my door. It is so easy. Plus, I typically save almost 30% on every order, which is amazing. They have some of my favorite snacks and sauces, looking at you, Primal Kitchen, and protein shakes. The OWYN brand are my current faves. They're cookies and cream. Oh, y'all, it is so good. I love that Thrive Market only allows trusted, top-quality ingredients while restricting 1,000+ harmful ingredients like artificial flavors and high fructose corn syrup and more. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks or low sugar alternatives or high protein essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks and trust that you're getting quality products so you can shop worry-free. And when you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join and they give. It's awesome. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. For 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's awesome. That's thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. Y'all, I never knew how much I'd love custom hair care until I tried it, and now I cannot go back. Prose truly has changed my hair game. We all know your hair can sway your mood for the day, and ever since I switched to a custom hair routine with Prose, I've noticed so many benefits, healthier hair being one of them. With Prose, it is all about personalization. You do their in-depth consultation. Y'all know we love a quiz. And they come up with your made-to-order products. There are millions of possible formulas, but only one is uniquely yours, or mine. Take my custom shampoo and conditioner, for example. They were formulated to make my hair shiny and hydrated, and they deliver. Y'all compliment my hair all the time, and I'm telling you, it is Prose. Prose isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're a certified B Corp, and they're cruelty-free, and they're the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. Prose is so confident that they'll bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/thatsoundsfun. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off, 50, at prose.com/thatsoundsfun. That's prose.com/thatsoundsfun. This is true for all of our experts we've brought in. There are some times where 10 years is right and sometimes where 1 month is right.
That's right.
And so it's kind of what you need.
That's right.
For the friend who's going, do I need a life coach? I can't totally tell. Is it important if one part of their life is falling apart? Like, is that when we call you?
No, I don't think so at all. I think of life coaching as way more proactive. I would like it to be.
Yeah.
I would like it to be more proactive than putting out fires. That we come when we're in a good place. I actually just got off a call today. This is a silly example, but it's a good teaching analogy, Annie. I just got off a call with my son Conley's therapist, and we were talking about coping strategies when he's dysregulated and having a meltdown and like really, really struggling in his world.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, one of the things that's really hard is, I go, when everyone is screaming, I then get dysregulated. So I'm not pulling from these strategies, Bailey. I can't think of your strategies when I'm about to lose my mind.
Yes.
And she goes, well, that's why it's always good to teach the strategies when he's calm and you're calm. Okay, we'll use that example with coaching, right? Like, it's best to learn things when you're calm, when things are good.
Yes.
That's when you're going to learn it, you're going to receive it, and you're going to be able to pull from it when you're in that fight or flight in the problem-solving mode. Let's not wait till the building's burning down to go find a solution. Go while things are good, learn some strategies, learn some techniques, and then when the building, you see a fire in the kitchen, you're like, oh, wait. Yeah. I know how to jump on top of this. So I think we all learn best when we're regulated, and so definitely being proactive is the preferred way.
Okay, and how do we find a life coach?
Great question. If you know of someone in the coaching industry, so we, you mentioned, you know, Jenna Kitcher, if anybody in that world has resources, a lot of times they have people they recommend, find someone you trust and see who they recommend. So I don't have like specific people to send people
to,
but I will say check if they are credentialed by the ICF. That's a good baseline to start with.
Even if I, here's what I'm doing if I'm listening right now and I'm got my phone in my hand, is I'm looking up ICF and seeing if they have a list.
They do. They do. And also if you want to meet in person, there's value in that. So finding people in your area, there's probably Facebook groups and stuff like that in your community. Just if you want to meet in person, you don't have to, but there's a lot of value in getting some FaceTime.
Is life coaching once a week?
Usually, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, usually. But that people do it often on the phone. But if you have a, if you have the option to go in person and meet someone in person,
Brilliant. Okay, what do we not say about life coaching we need to say?
I think the biggest thing, this is not just true with life coaching, this is true with anything investing in yourself. And I work with a lot of women, Annie, you remember the Business Boutique days.
Yes.
Like those women, not to make a generalization, this is just the truth. Many of them got there despite their belief in themselves.
Yes.
And so the big barrier is just believing that you're worth investing in. Mm-hmm. And you will spend $100 on an iPhone, you know, or some accessory for your child, shoes for your child. You'll spend $1,000 on an iPhone, but you won't spend $100 for yourself.
Yeah.
And so whether it's a massage or a life coach or something investing in you, I just want to end by saying you are worth investing in.
Yeah.
Your brain, your happiness, your future, your well-being, you, listener, are worth investing in. And so see the value in yourself and invest in yourself, whether it's through this or something else. I just think breaking down that barrier of belief is so important that they need to know that they're worth investing in.
Yeah. It almost feels like an opportunity to go, okay, I'll do this for a month and see if I am worth it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
just, I mean, that used to be how it was at Business Boutique people went, this is my first step.
That's right.
I'm going to see if it is true what Christy says to that this is worth sitting here. And then it always was.
Well, and there's also, there's just ideas and associations we have around something. So Annie, I literally will, someone will give me a massage gift card. Okay. And I love getting massages.
Yeah.
And I will like save it. Like I'll like store it away like little squirrels for hibernation or something. It's like, I will save it for like this special occasion. And then every time I eventually go and use the gift card, I'm like, that was not that hard. That was not, this was not this big luxurious thing. Like I could do this once a month probably and be okay.
Right.
It's, but we have these ideas about things that they're such a big deal. It's so hard. It's so much money. It's like, no, man, just spend, set a budget. Okay.
Yeah.
$300. I'm going to spend $300 this month on life coaching. See how it goes. Give it a test experiment, like you said, and just give it a shot.
Yeah. Great. All right, Christy, the last question we always ask, because the show is called That Sounds Fun. Tell me what sounds fun to you right now.
Oh my gosh. I think the last time you had me on, my answer was playing with my kids.
Yes.
And so I would like to say not playing with my kids.
Okay.
I would like to say.
Now that your office is in your home.
I have had a lot of quality time with those children. I love them so much. Also love time away. So time by myself is fun, Annie. Anything. I could literally be staring at paint drying and it would be fun to be alone right now.
Tell me where your massage place is here. Are you an escape?
No, I usually go to a Moments Peace, but I love Escape too.
A Moments Peace? I haven't even heard of it.
It's in Franklin.
Is
but
it
I,
great?
But I love Escape. I love, what's the other one? There's a fancy one over off of Highway 100, I think. But I love anywhere. Any of the fancy ones. You got to, now listen, I go into business coaching, but like, it needs to be expensive.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell me you got a massage place that's $20. I'm not interested because that's creepy, right? Yeah. Like it's like I want to spend at least $100. I want it to be fancy.
I want to have to save up.
That's right. You better have bathrobes that are soft.
Yeah,
I mean,
when I go to the ones that are not fancy, it's because I've had a migraine for 3 days.
Right. You're
and
desperate.
I just need someone to help with the top of my shoulders, and it's Saturday morning.
The mall chair people.
Yes,
you're just here walking.
I'm like, just help me. I need help. This is a 911 massage.
I'm walking by and I'm like, Annie, is that you?
You're like, did y'all see Annie at the mall in front of everyone?
Face down.
Oh my gosh. Well, Christy, I love you. Thanks for making time for this.
So fun. Thanks for having me, friend. Thanks for having me.
Oh, y'all, isn't she brilliant? Like, thank you for explaining a life coach and all the ways it helps. Her explanation really streamlined for me the seasons in my life when I could have used a life coach, and moving forward when I will need a life coach. I'm just really thankful. Make sure you're following Christy on social media. Tell her thanks for being on the show. If you want a full list of all the resources from our Build Your Board series and to get the guidebook, go to anniefdowns.com/buildyourboard. If you need anything else from me, you know, I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, probably seeing a play on Broadway. I'm having the best time, you guys. And I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home. Do something that sounds fun to you, and I'll do the same. Today, what sounds fun to me, y'all? I saw MJ already one time. I must see it again. This is a tough thing to say. It may be my new favorite musical. It's up there. It's amazing. So, y'all have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow as we finish up our week. talking about relationship coaching, not dating coaching, but relationship coaching with one of your favorites and mine, Janice Gaines, and her husband, EJ. We'll see y'all tomorrow.